you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With experience, they care about performance, mm-hmm. like how you perform at the table, how well you give them a whole top to bottom, front to back.
Yeah.
Now the challenge, well, let's describe it a little bit more with the people, what they're looking for. With the experience, the challenge with them is that you can't fall off at any time.
No, yes.
You can always ruin the experience. You ruined my experience, they will say. And you're like, damn, we had a great hour.
Like, everything was great until, and that's it. Yeah, you can be great until the check.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we are judging tables.
Judging.
You know how some servers have issues with a particular table? By the end of this episode, I will teach you how to properly gauge your tables so that you know what they secretly want from you. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
What is the first thing that you look for when you approach a table?
You size them up. No, you look at like body language, if they're all there, if there's like a lot of little nuances. First I go talk to a table,
mm-hmm.
and then I can kind of digest where they're at, you know, if they're ready for drinks, if they're not. And if they're not, they're kind of looking through the menu. I say, hey, I know you just sat down. Let me grab you some water while you look over the menu, give you a second to kind of, you know, get your thoughts together.
Yeah.
This way I'm not wasting time, but I've already greeted them and I keep it moving.
Okay. So that's a part of what we're going to talk about today. What we're really talking about is assessing who they are and what they need without them telling you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times
the
a
ninja
table
service.
Will tell you, yeah, the ninja service. A table will tell you what they want,
mm-hmm.
but they don't necessarily know what they want. You know, their personalities are going to be satisfied with the style of service you provide them.
Absolutely.
So I've categorized tables or guests into four different categories.
Okay.
And in this today's episode, I want to show you what to look for to put them in each category. That way you can match up your service
mm-hmm.
with what they're ultimately secretly looking for.
Yeah.
Because it's not a one size fits all.
No.
You could joke around with a table and they love it. You joke around with another table
and they hate it.
They're not having it.
Yeah.
You could be in their face and give them the up the butt service, and some people just want you to stay.
Yeah, stay in the wind.
Yeah stay back.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to teach you, how to assess that off rip,
mm-hmm.
so that you're everyone's there for an experience.
Of course.
But imagine the experience is a pie. Everybody's mm-hmm. there for the pie. However, certain people want more of this in their pie.
Absolutely.
More and less of that and things like that. So under that lamplight, how do you judge tables? We're judging them.
I'm always judging, but it's usually in that I could tell off of that initial conversation that I have with the person.
Mm-hmm.
That first encounter kind of lets you know what kind of person you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Because you do need to vocalize a little bit. You're here, you're there, you know. I mean, you can see most of the time you can see and you can watch them walk in, and if they're you know, if they're scattered, if there's, you know, they're coming in pieces, the group isn't, you know, breaking apart, then you kind of judge how it's going to flow. But at the same time, without saying anything, you still don't know exactly what you're dealing with.
Correct, because there's not much you can do just by doing one thing.
Yeah.
Just by listening, just by looking at them. You really want to compose and put it all together. It gives you more of an accurate picture. Mm-hmm. So if you're just going by what they're dressed like or, you know, how they come in, you're only going to get a part of the picture. Like the other day, my elephant parable or example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to do as much research or empirical data as you can to get an accurate picture of the elephant. You don't want to just hold the trunk and assume that's what it is, or the body or the leg or the tail.
Yeah.
Or the ears, right? Mm-hmm. So let's go into it. Now, generally, there are different personality types. Mm-hmm. But for me, there's going to be four of what they're looking for from the restaurant. So the first one is going to be attention.
Yes.
Right? Some people are there to
be
seen.
Yeah.
For the attention, for the occasion, that kind of thing. And now, how do we... Oh, I'll just outline them, and then I'll go into each one individually. Now, attention.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yep.
Experience.
Got
now, experience
it.
is a broad term,
yeah.
But I'm going to narrow it down.
I think I know where you're going to go with it.
Boom, and the last one, convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the one. What do you think about the ones wanting attention? How do you
go about with the attention people?
How do you judge them? How do you tell that they're attention seeking? That's got to be the easiest one, right?
Yeah, they let you know off the rip. They're talking, they're all in,
yes.
They're engaging you. You're not even engaging them.
Yes, for the most part. So when usually the attention seekers are louder.
Yes.
They ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
They modify a lot. They're needy. And sometimes they talk over people. And
I mean, not oftentimes.
And they'll even be late.
Yeah.
The attention seekers are the ones that are late.
They're the ones that, you know, they're the center of attraction.
Correct.
Yeah.
So when it comes to...
At least in their mind.
I mean, it's their world, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You are going to be many things to many people.
Absolutely.
As a server. When you're assessing and judging a table, we are usually, especially in the beginning of the shift, we see you come in.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the middle of the shift, sometimes we're out on the floor and we see you come in, and then they're all set, and then you see the late person, hi everybody,
yeah.
Da 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 da. That's because it's almost like a performance. They want everybody in their seat, and the headliner comes in afterwards. So that's how you can identify the attention seeker. When you come into the to your table area, sometimes the person that seeks attention won't even look at you. They'll be talking and things like that. So most people would mischaracterize that as one of the other categories.
Yeah.
But they want the attention for you to say, hey, you know.
I'm here. I'm here just like you're here.
Yes. 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 I'm here just like you're here. And so that is, I believe, one of the easiest ones that you can you can identify for sure. Now, well, the next one also is they often dress a certain way, right? They dress a little bit loudly,
a little more flamboyant,
a little bit flamboyant, a little bit more revealing, a little tight clothes, things like that. Man or female?
However you want to put it. Yeah,
however you want to put it. And in our next week's episode, we're going to discuss how to deal with each category, and we're going to get Omar to come on, and we'll discuss that.
Nice.
Yeah. So as they sit, they usually sit wide open, the attention seekers. They lean back. You ever see those people? It's a tight restaurant.
And then they're all in somebody else's space?
They're all out.
Yeah.
They're all out, legs crossed, at the next table.
Feet up. You're like,
Feet up, push back.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so that's really, that's what, another visual cue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what do you do with these people? And coincidentally, they're one of the easiest ones to actually deal with.
Oh, for sure.
Because they let you know what they want. Once you know what's going on. Now, let's move to the fun. How do you identify the fun seekers?
Well, I'm fun. So I think we just naturally vibe off each other naturally. That is, mm-hmm. that is usually my go-to initiation when I go greet a table. I try to be fun with it.
Okay.
And then the people that are fun, they will bounce right back off you like a sponge.
Yes.
And that is what's great.
Now, those are the ones that sometimes are harder to please.
True.
Because not everyone is ready to turn it up at the table.
They're not, yeah.
You know, you could be, I'm not even saying you could be on the double, you could just be ready to go.
Yeah.
Utilitarian style. You're, what do you want?
Exactly. What do you need? What do you want?
Yeah.
You know, because you might be busy at that point. So what sucks is when you have the fun table mm-hmm. and you're either in the weeds or...
You ain't got time to be
fun. Yeah, you're on the tee. You know, you're on the cusp of being in the weeds.
Yes.
And you just want to... You want to hear what they have to say so you can keep it moving, and then you can come back and maybe be fun if they are fun. But you don't have that initial time to be fun in the beginning.
Yes. However,
and that's what they want in the beginning. They want that fun.
And they want it in the beginning,
yes,
too.
Yes.
They want to know right that away. You are fun.
Yes.
If you don't establish yourself as like-minded mm-hmm. in the beginning...
You've almost kind of lost them.
You've lost them.
Yeah.
There's no coming back for
there
them.
Isn't.
They will sulk. They will turn away from you. They're like, you know, this. They start looking around, mm-hmm. you know, and that's one of the more unfortunate parts
yeah,
of it.
Exactly.
Because you can be fun, but you don't have time.
Yeah.
You don't have time. You're like, man, this is 8:30 on a Saturday night. I don't got time for your jokes.
Right.
You know, and the way you frums.
And all that. Yeah.
And all of that.
All the extras in between.
Yeah, and all the extras. You ideally want to be able to give it to them. And so it knowing that it is a challenge and how you necessarily may not be able to bring them back, you want to sacrifice a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning to give them a little bit of time. And once you give them a little bit of time, they're going to want more, but then you can excuse yourself.
Then you can pull yourself away.
Correct.
Say, hey, I got to go, you know. The best thing with a fun table is, especially if you kind of feel like they're going to be fun, I like to drop their drinks off first.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I have a tray full of drinks. This way I can throw something funny out there, you know, be responsive,
nice.
But at the same time say, hey, I need to go give this next guest their drinks. I'll be right back. You guys are great or
yeah.
whatever. And kind of roll that way.
Yeah.
That's this way nice. You have something visual in their face, and they're like, okay, he does have some of the things to do.
Yeah, that's a good technique.
Yeah.
And so now, yes, they smile, the fun people. They often make eye contact.
They make great eye contact usually, yeah.
Yes. They also can be late. It's not necessarily, you know, a one-size-fits-all.
No.
But as you're putting it together, the fun people can be late as well, but mm-hmm. primarily the first
yeah.
category that we talked about, the attention seekers,
are usually the
ones that are late. And they, like we said before, they're talkative.
Yeah.
You know, they're gabby-gabby, you know, talky-talky, ready to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, experience is our next category.
This is my favorite.
Really? Why so?
I love the experience. Because
talk to me.
You can get a little bit of everything out of the experience. You might have the first two categories in the experience,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, they're not overly with anything. You know, they let you, they want to be taken care of, but they'll laugh at your quick joke,
mm-hmm.
but they won't hold you at the table. They let you move the wave, and then especially if you show them throughout that you are there for their needs without them thinking about it, they let you take hold of the reins.
Now, performance comes to mind.
Yeah.
With experience, they care about performance,
mm-hmm.
like how you perform at the table, how well you give them a whole top to bottom, front to back.
Yeah.
Now the challenge, well, let's describe it a little bit more with the people, what they're looking for. With the experience, the challenge with them is that you can't fall off at any time.
No, yes.
You can always ruin the experience. You ruined my experience, they will say. And you're like, damn, we had a great hour.
Like, everything was great. And that's it. Yeah, you can be great until the check.
Yes, if you don't drop their check in time, you ruined the whole experience.
You can be great until the check. Yeah. And then you did something wrong, and it's like, what?
Wild. Okay, so experienced people, people who are looking for experience, they want to feel special.
Yeah.
They want to feel like this is just, not that they're self-centered, but that's why they came mm-hmm. here. And it doesn't matter the level of restaurant we're talking about. We're just talking about they're going to walk in the door, they're going to be looking around. So the way to identify the...
wandering eyes.
Yes. They have the wandering eyes.
And you know what's so funny? Your manager or somebody will be walking around, that table's looking around. I'm going to be like, yeah, they're fine. They're just taking in the restaurant.
Yes.
Okay, those are the experienced people. Okay?
Yes.
They're not worried about if we've been there. Yes, we've been there, but trust me. They're just taking it all
in. They're taking it all in.
Yeah.
They're the ones that you know, they, oh, it's cold. Mm-hmm. You know, can you turn this down, the music? They go to the bathroom early and often. They're going to, like you said, they're going to be looking around. They want to know that the atmosphere is mm-hmm. just right. They're the ones that most likely will change tables.
Oh,
in the beginning. Yeah. So if you see a table like, oh, this one, they're looking for that experience, okay? And they want to start it off. And then to know if they don't get the table that they want, you got more work to bring them around.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay? And so that's a little unfortunate because that has nothing to do with you, but we all pull in for the same mm-hmm. team, right? Now, when they're walking around, they're the ones that they appreciate when people say hi to them.
Yeah,
you know, they how you doing? And you let them go.
They're
first.
They're looking for every level of the service in the building at the point.
For sure, they are.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
And so what do you do with this information? Once you're able to accurately read your tables, you could deliver the element of that pie that's most important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of things aren't going to register for the other person, but it'd be a shame to miss out on an easy way to make a connection.
Absolutely.
With a table, right? So any more questions on
experience?
On experience?
No. I mean,
it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. They're looking for the full ride.
They're looking for the full ride. Now, the last one is going to be, how do we term it? How did I term it?
Something
convenience.
With a C. Yes. I knew it was something with a C.
Something with a C.
Yeah.
Convenience. Now, convenience is... in my opinion, anyway, one of the most easiest
they
type
are your
of
easiest
table
example, yeah.
to
they're
work
casual,
on.
They're casual, they're chill, they're there because they need to eat and they want to go.
Yes.
They're not there to worry about you being funny. They're not there to worry about, they're hungry.
Yes.
You change the hungry to happy and they're good to go.
They're good to go.
They're good to go.
You can turn it around at any time.
At any time.
Now, let's talk about this now. With convenience, you need to deliver with speed and efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
That's
really it.
That, I mean, it's not it, but it's very important to them. Yeah, it's the core.
It's the core.
So get their drinks out on mm-hmm. time. make sure that you're on top of at least communication.
If they have something in front of them and you're communicating, mm-hmm. they're happy people for the most part. They're not gonna be like, oh, it was just that, you know. They just want to know what's going on.
They want to know what's going on. Now, when to be able to see a person who's convenient to pick them out visually, they tend to be, let's say, they, like you said, casual. Mm-hmm. They'll dress casually. They can dress up too.
Yeah.
But they, and also
their body language, they're more chill at the table. You know, they'll sit down. They won't be all looking for you or trying to grab your attention. Mm-hmm. They know you're coming. You can give them the nod and they're okay with the nod.
Yes.
Like, I got you. I'll be right there. And they're like, you notice they don't really shrug it off or like, you know, they know you're coming.
Nice. So what else is important to them? What would ruin their experience?
No attention at all. Like very, like if you just ignore them for like 5-10 minutes, that's the first thing that's like a turnoff, because in their mind, they're thinking that if this takes this long to get talked to, mm-hmm. even acknowledged,
yeah,
how long is everything else going to take?
Yeah.
Now, if you just acknowledge them, you could take a little more time, but you have to acknowledge them.
Yes.
And that's really it.
Yeah, timely service.
Yeah.
All throughout
the meal.
All throughout the meal, and they're the ones that'll drop that. They'll be like, they're still eating, and they're like, I'll take the check.
Yeah.
I'll take the check. You know, they got crap to do.
You know what? And people with newborns and kids and stuff like that, they're usually there for convenience, if you notice that too.
You think?
Half of the time, yes, because you only have a limited window when you have a kid.
I think that's white people. I'm serious. I'm serious. You see Spanish people and they...
Oh, well, they don't give a damn, okay?
Listen, white people, the sun rises and sets on that baby. Okay, and when that baby's ready to go, oh, and before the baby's ready to go, oh, we got to go.
Yeah.
But other ethnicities, I'm not saying all the others, but let me call out you Spanish people, okay? Y'all be having your kid stretched out.
Yeah.
I'm out to have a good time. This kid, damn this kid.
they're fun, plus, what's the first one?
They're fun, plus experience, plus needy.
Yes.
Not needy, but attention.
Attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
They definitely need
attention.
They
want all three. Okay.
Convenience? Down here. You know what I'm saying? It's only when they haven't eaten in a while, they'd be like, oh, where's my food?
Exactly. But yeah, they could talk to each other for a clean 30 minutes, okay, before even,
oh, not even,
before
know,
even know the food wasn't there.
Or that they didn't order. Where's my food? You didn't order. Yeah, at that table.
Yeah. So many times.
You couldn't get them to do anything. Then they're like,
we didn't order? Like, no.
No, you didn't.
And there's always
order.
That one person at the table looks at them like, I've been trying to tell you this, okay, while you were in the middle of your story for 15 minutes.
Yo, you get 2 strikes with me. If you turn me off twice, like push me away twice.
Yes. There is no third.
There is no third. You're on back burner.
Then you got to come find me.
The worst thing you can tell me is that, like, oh, we are going to take our time. I go,
no
okay,
problem. You're
no
good.
Problem. I'm going to go make our money elsewhere.
Yeah.
But you know what's going to happen? They're going to be asking me, where's my food? And I say to them, oh, I thought you weren't in a hurry. They'll be ready for, oh, we're ready for the check. They want to hurry it up.
At the end.
No. You on my time
now.
I got stuff to do. You did this to yourself. I could have given you could have given me your order and told me how you wanted it.
Yeah.
30 minutes, not too soon, all that stuff. And I could have done the timing, but you thought you worked here. You wanted to control things, but you can't control it from where you sit. You just can't. Because I know how long stuff's going to take.
Yes.
You think when you order, your stuff's going to come in 5 minutes.
It doesn't come like
that.
No.
You came at 6:30. Now it's 7:30.
You're in the middle of the rush.
We're in the middle of the rush.
The middle of the rush. Where your timing went from 15 minutes to 30 minutes, just like that.
Just like that.
And that's if it's moving the way it's supposed to be moving.
And that's like compound stuff.
Yeah.
That's compound interest on that credit card.
Yeah.
So now you think you've been here a long time and you're hungry. You should have served your food. You messed it up. you could have let the pro deal with it.
And that's a part of the experience.
This is what I do.
Yes.
This is what I do.
You should let the pro handle it.
Let the pro handle it. I got you. How you want it. You tell me how you want it. Because they think that we want to rush you out of here. That is incomplete.
No.
We don't want to rush you out of here. We just want to get the best tip we can any way we can.
Yeah.
So why are we going to piss you off, rush you out, and get a crappy tip?
We know what's going on in this building. We want to make sure you're getting the best experience. And we understand the timing, like you're saying. Like you said, from 6:30 to 7:30, that food can come out in 5-10 minutes at 6:30, okay?
Yeah.
At 7:30, it's a whole different ballgame. You're looking with a completely, perfectly humming kitchen with nothing going wrong, with no large parties, you're still at 20 minutes, okay?
Yes.
Because you're in the middle of the rush.
Yes.
Now, you add any little factor or anybody that forgot a dish or had to get something on the fly or XYZ.
Yes.
You've already added 5 to 10 minutes right to that time right away.
You already added 5 to 10 minutes automatically.
Automatically.
And then, oh, have you ever had the table that they brush you off, Oh, I'll have the mahi. Oh, we just ran out of the mahi. But if you'd ordered that mahi when you said
I could have had it on hold for you.
Well, I could have had it on hold for you. But you wanted to be Mr. Oh, I don't want to be. All you have to do is tell me what you want. That's the easiest way to get served.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what you want. If you tell me what you want and I still slam you with the food, guess what?
That's my fault.
I messed up.
Yeah.
You think I'm here to mess up? If you just tell me the parameters, I'm going to give you this now. I've even told people, you let me know when you want me to start cooking your food. Mm-hmm. Just let me know.
Yeah. All you do at this point is push a button.
Exactly.
There's no menus on the table.
No guesswork.
I'm not talking to you for another 5 minutes and losing, like you said, that valuable time where something might run out of the kitchen.
Yes.
You know, we already have all that in. We're in the game.
We're in the game.
You just tell me to go push the button. The button's in.
Yeah, but you didn't want to be on my team.
No, I need you on the team.
You try to be my coach.
Yo, I'm trying to throw you the ball. Let's get a touchdown.
Let's do this, people. Seriously. So, yeah, those are the four. And trust me, once you start to put that into practice and learn when, and we didn't even touch on a couple of things as well. When you're watching them, if you're able to watch your tables being set, it matters who's in front, who's in the back, and where they sit.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go get into that a little bit now. With the people that are attention seekers, they're usually in the front.
Mm-hmm.
They're right up in the host's butt.
Yeah.
You know, and they're getting sat. And they're usually, it depends because the layout of restaurants are different. So it's challenging for me to tell you, you know, how to look at where they sit. But go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
But there's a general commonality as to where they prefer to sit at the table, depending on where the access points are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, if they're, let's go through a couple. If they're in a cove or a corner or
like a booth, yeah, like a rounded off booth
or like something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever, think of where the access point is.
Yeah, they don't usually want to be right in the middle on that booth. They want to be on the corner so they can get in and out and have control still.
Opposite.
You think they're in the middle?
Yes. The attention seekers, yeah.
Okay.
Because the attention seekers tend to have, they hold court, right?
Yeah.
So if they're on the end, they are not in the best position to address people and things like that. So they're going to be the furthest away from the entry point where they can touch as many people as possible. They're going to be, because
I'm also thinking like the half, like with the half moon, if I'm here, even though I'm not, even let's say your server's here and you're here on the other side, you still have all the attention from looking at you.
You have right the there. Attention, but guess what? When they go to the bathroom, they got to get everybody up to go.
True.
That's a part of the touch points.
Got you.
Know what I mean?
I see.
I got to go to the bathroom. Get up.
Move.
Yeah. I'm coming through.
I see.
That's a part of it. Now, the opposite is true for the people of convenience. They're going to be sitting next to wherever you're able to egress, where you can exit really easily in that thing. They're going to be on the end. They ain't sitting. Nah, you ain't putting me in the middle. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm gonna sit right here so that they're able to pop up.
Yep.
And
do what they need to do.
And do what they need to do. Very utilitarian and things like that. Now, with the fun people, they can generally sit anywhere, and the experience is going to really think about where the light is coming in. If there's a, so they're like the experienced people, you're gonna see them. They tend to sit last. they're going to look around and
assess. They're taking it in.
They want to see where is the best spot.
Yeah.
You know, bathroom's right here. I don't want to sit with my back to the bathroom. I don't want to sit my back. You know what I mean? So they're going to look around. So you just look at them and see how they file in and decide where to sit. And you could put them into those categories.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, you might think that this is a lot of work, but it's not.
Once you get the trained eye, you start to see it naturally.
Yeah, but then you just need to know who's paying the check.
Mm-hmm. That's really it.
That's really it.
Oh,
that
really breaks
down. So even if you have like that person that needs all that stuff, you know how many times I've gone on I've worked like a banquet or something like that, and you have these people that are just demanding and all that stuff, and I look, you're playing the check.
You're not the one.
You ain't the one.
You're not the one.
That's my guy.
That's my guy.
That's my guy. Okay.
That's the captain right there.
Exactly. So you just need to know who's paying the check. It's not always obvious, so you don't want to really piss anybody off, but that's my point. There are different personalities at a table, but sometimes you can know that this person isn't. You want to keep them happy.
You want to keep everybody happy.
You want to keep everybody happy, but you don't also want to drain your energy. No, you don't need any of that. So in saying that, yes, all these things are going to be able to make your job. I want to make your job easier. Yes. I want to make you money much easier. So these are the things that you're going to be able to hone. And you can always ask me. You can always write to me. I'm themodernwaiter@gmail.com or follow me on Instagram @themodernwaiterpodcast. That's the way. If you do message me there and you're following me, I get it much more efficiently than if you're not, it shows up in this other box and I don't always see it till weeks later or whatever the case may be. I've seen messages. I'm like, oh my God, this person probably thinks I'm a, yeah, exactly. You know, I won't get a notification for it and things like that. But yeah, reach out to me and we can, I could chop it up and help you make some money, man. It's a lot easier than we make it sometimes.
Yeah.
If you just pay attention to the signs and know where you can really be efficient.
Sneak in, slide in, and make
it
work.
Yes, yes, yes. So definitely look out for our show with Omar. Similar topic, but then we're going to talk to you about how, in this show, we've identified the different categories.
Next
of week
people, of scenarios and really talk about it.
We're going to talk about how to make sure that these people can be happy, how to deal with them, scenarios and things like that. And then we'll hear from him. I always love hearing from him how he does things and what he sees.
Yeah.
Because then we all put our heads together for you. So definitely check out our Patreon if you'd like to support us, if you like what we do. We travel, we have equipment and things like that. And it gives us to be able to be more efficient on producing the podcast that we do for you each and every week. And I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter. If you do enjoy our show, the best way to support us actually is to pass it on to a friend. There's a little share button. If you like this episode and you think it's valuable to somebody that could make some money, just take 7.5 seconds, pass it on to a friend and tell them you listen to the Modern Waiter podcast. And it was pretty cool. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villan. Subscribe, 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 people.
And we'll see you next time.
Later.